podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Girl, you gotta let me go. Please let me go. you know, local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, BillDeSean.com, AltRockRadio.ca, there in the outskirts of Toronto. On the west coast of the United States, we have RootaRooRadio.com. Across the pond in the United Kingdom, we have xrpradio.co.uk. Did I mention the FM station? That's not the one I usually forget. 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 522. With me tonight are Jake and Dave from the band FUBAR, making their second round trip. What's up, gentlemen?
What's going on, man?
This is an interesting day. Lots of firsts today. This is the first time I've ever recorded an episode of Three Questions and a Song and Pennsylvania Rock Show on the same day. And it was the first time that I interviewed somebody in Helsinki, Finland. And it's the first time that I've had two people in the same room using a different device to be in the chat.
Finland.
I mean, Finland.
This looks similar.
Hopefully our phones hold up.
If not, I'll just go with the flow.
This is a good like comparison review video for an iPhone 7 versus a, what is that?
This is a 10.
iPhone 10.
Or X or whatever it is.
Selfie cam. So this can double as that if you want to tag it as that too.
Well, since we're throwing out commercials, I am using a Logitech C922 Streaming Pro.
I bet that sounds amazing.
Also something that my wife needed. I do have an Amcrest camera right next to it, though. That one's mine. Anyway, now we have advertisements out of the way.
Thanks to our sponsors.
So, right as the pandemic started and the beginning of the you're not allowed to go anywhere, stay at your house, work from your kitchen. That's what I had to do. you guys dropped an EP. So, I'm guessing that you're not very fond of this situation.
No, we had a ton of shows scheduled. We started off the year real strong with a bunch of, like, you know, good shows and everything, and then boom, COVID happens, and then, you know, we had our album release scheduled for, was it like the 17th of April, I think, yeah, and then our CD release was supposed to be that weekend, and everything got canceled, and yeah, so we did a little live stream thing, acoustic, which of course we weren't all that prepared for, so the stream went down a couple times. I mean, it was fun, we all had a good time, but yeah, it was just like kind of bad timing, but you know, we still like sold 100 copies in a week and got a ton of streams on Spotify, so we were able to get it out there a little bit. But you know, it's always better to be out playing shows and promotion of the record instead of like sitting at your house.
It has some awesome artwork on the front too, so yeah. Now I need to figure out how to share it.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in StreamYard before. Let me see if I can figure that out. While I'm looking for it,
got up in the hill.
Yeah, we got a guy from Fiverr. I believe he's from Argentina. His name's Nayula Maya, and he's an incredible artist. He's great, reasonable rates. And, like, we were super impressed with what he did. We just gave him a little description and a couple pictures of my dad, who's actually he's always driving the bus and slinging merch for us at shows. And so he made the cover there. That's him trying to get you on the bus.
That's awesome. How did you get in contact with him?
Well, we had like a bunch of guys that wanted to use certain artists, and then Dave actually went on Fiverr and found like a couple of suggestions too, and foiled everyone's plans, and then we voted on it, and Neil won with some of his previous art. So I don't know, he's been great to work with. I mean, the site's like not bad, but this dude's incredible artist. He came through for us pretty well. He did the back of the album also, which I don't even think I have a CD sitting around, but the front's the key.
Ah, look, I figured it out.
There you are.
I'm going to remove us for a second so you can just see the artwork.
Yeah, that's my old man there driving the FUBAR bus. We got like an E350 bus that we, you know, haul all seven of us around with all our gear in. And my dad usually drives us, and he'll set up the merch table and sling merch for us. He has a good time. He always likes meeting people and having a good, like, checking out shows.
That worked better than I thought it was going to. So now I'm interested. So Fiverr, for those of you that aren't familiar, the idea is that the pricing starts at $5. I'm guessing, and you don't have to throw out a number, but I'm guessing it wasn't $5.
Yeah, it was significantly more than $5, but it was worth every dime, you know? But he really did some great work. We just gave him like a real basic description. We had like a really crude photo that we took that was like nothing like the end result. And that's what he turned it into. And now we're trying to print it on everything and sell it to shows.
I tried to get a logo made for the Pennsylvania Rock Show on Fiverr. And it got to the point that I just got fed up and paid them the $5 and told them it was good. It's never seen the light of day.
That's funny.
I probably should have went with someone more expensive. And the logo that I use now was actually by JJ, who's the lead singer of the band Alter the Design. So
that sounds familiar.
What was the name of the last album? I can't think of it right now. But since we brought him up, we'll play him this week.
There you go.
So it's hard. These interviews have gotten significantly harder because usually, you know, I ask you what the band's been doing and
yeah, we've been, you know, hanging out at home, but no, we have been working on another record. Kind of, we've been demoing songs and doing stuff like that.
Well, that's a funny story. So we were supposed to do this interview yesterday, except you forgot and I forgot.
Yeah, we were actually doing that yesterday.
So yeah, I sent them a message today. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I forgot. And they're like, oh,
so did we. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because we last time we did an interview with you, it was the four of us. It was me, Dave, and then our drummer Jordan and our bass player Matt, and me and Dave both play guitar and sing. And so now we have seven people because we added a three-piece horn section. So if we had all of us, it might get a little crazy. Yeah, me, Dave, you know, Jordan, Matt, and then we have Anthony on tenor sax, Sam on alto sax, and Harry on trumpet. So it's always a full room when we're around.
So you're gonna trade your bus in for like a 1980s Crown Victoria?
Yeah. Yeah. Ironically, we had like a little cargo van that we were using to haul our stuff around. And our bass player was backing it out of the driveway one day and it ended up at the bottom of the hill.
I remember seeing pictures of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. But yeah, so I think when he was backing out, the brake line went, and he jumped out the window, and then the bus ended up at the bottom of the hill. Luckily, nobody was hurt. He hurt his arm a little bit. My pride was hurt a little bit, but other than that, you know, it was good. And so that was the chapter of the van. And then we were like, man, we got to get another vehicle. So we ended up picking up the bus.
Did you get my reference? What movie I was talking about?
No,
I didn't think so.
Which one?
It's the Blues Brothers.
Oh,
the original one. I think it was an 80s Crown Victoria, big long car, huge band shoved into it with their horns. And
oh, Dave would have got that reference. Dave's a big Blues Brothers fan, aren't you? Don't you like that?
He's just kind of
say something.
Hi. My phone's gonna die. I might not be for long.
I'm trying to think how long it's been since you guys were on last. What questions I can ask that I wouldn't have asked then.
It's been a couple of years.
You know, COVID.
It was around the 100th our last record.
A bunch of other things that are...
I don't know if you guys saw, since you brought COVID up, they announced that there's a swine flu in China that could become another pandemic.
Oh awesome, good.
Yeah,
cool. Everybody just don't leave your house,
seriously. Where's my mask?
So I probably asked you guys this question, but it becomes more, if there was a apocalyptic event and only a handful of people survive and one song from every band makes it through, which song from FUBAR should survive that event?
It definitely would have been a different answer because our new songs didn't exist then, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the one you're going to play today. Do we have to be technical? What do you mean technical?
Sir Filibuster.
Oh, that unrecorded song that's an instrumental only, Dave picks.
I think it has to be recorded for it to make it, though, right?
Yeah, that would make sense.
I mean, unless all seven of you make it into the handful of people that survive, then you could play it.
True.
Probably everybody. Because that's the one we sound checked with.
That's one off the last record, The Hunt for Inspiration. I'd probably pick the one you're going to play today, fingers crossed, because it's like a crazy good song. It's relatable. It's like all around, like all the instruments are getting involved. It's cool.
Since you brought it up, do you have any cool stories about that song? Like how it was written or what it's about or anything?
This is from being broke and, you know, doing the day to day kind of stuff. And it's like a hopelessly like optimistic kind of vibe. Like you don't care, like, you know, you don't care, like, you're going to tell yourself nothing's going to go wrong, even though stuff is obviously going wrong. And there's just nothing you can do about it. You just got to be cool about it. So this is kind of like an anthem to that. It's like when you have like a shitty month or like a shitty week, get some parking tickets, you know, you got to like sell something to like make your rent, you know, like, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have been there.
I built a website once and charged the band the amount of money I owed the gas company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To throw that out there.
Yeah. Hear that.
They got a good deal. So I'll tell you what, we'll take a break and we will listen to, fingers crossed. Sorry, I looked at the wrong note. I almost said Cloud Nine. Oh, look at that. My green sticky note. Cloud Nine by the Impersonators. That's the wrong band, wrong podcast. If you want to hear that, tune in to Three Questions and a Song on the 15th. In this episode, we're listening to Fingers Crossed by FUBAR.
Nothing will go wrong today. No matter what anybody say, I don't care no more. I don't care no more.
everyone you owe, for everything you know. Put them all in line. Cause it's all in your mind. Everything stopped according to the clock. It's all in your mind. At the end of the line, it's a first class train ride, a one way ticket to the end of the line. Cause it's all in your mind. You take what you find, gotta leave it all behind. It's all in your mind. It's all in my mind.
Fingers crossed by FUBAR. This is episode number 522 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me are Dave and Jake from the band FUBAR. If you're just tuning in, you're going to have to go back and listen to the first half. Because I'm not going to tell you what we talked about.
Nope, not in this half.
No recap for you.
That's right. So, we talked about the fact that you have to make a new album because you need to do a CD release, right? That's what happened.
pretty much, I guess. Yeah, just start over again now. COVID ruined the last one.
You release them both together.
Still out there.
You release them together.
Yeah, we'll just have a double CD release.
What? I mean, clearly you guys have been writing during this, but what's your plan? And I know it's hard to plan, but what's the plan for if this ever ends and we're allowed to go back to normalcy?
What's the plan, Dave?
I think the government's going to harvest the organs.
I think it needs for the band.
I mean, yeah, if we all have our kidneys and spleens, you know, and then we don't have microchips in our brains and things like that.
Dave forgot his tinfoil hat today.
I just watched a movie that was basically what he just described, and I can't think of the name of it right now.
But if this ever ends, We're going to try to like start like going out of town and doing some like out of market shows. Obviously, we've been here in Pittsburgh for a long time, playing like all around here, but trying to like go to, you know, maybe go to Maryland, go to West Virginia, Ohio, New York, New Jersey, just some of the surrounding states and start branching out a little bit. Probably just like on weekends. We're not, you know, we all get jobs. We're not going to be like hopping in the bus and touring quite yet.
But we got a bus to do it. So that's,
yeah, we're planning.
That's the plan.
So I have a question that I'm sure that I didn't ask you because it's not my question. Are you guys familiar with the band, the Shadow Event?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, now you have homework. You have to look up the Shadow Event when we're done. Their lead singer's name is Christina. Mm-hmm. And she pops in a lot during these interviews, and she'll ask questions. Well, I stole this one. So after I ask it, you have to blame her. Okay. So if they decided that they were going to take FUBAR and put the band into a cartoon series, which cartoon series would you be in, and which character would play you?
Oh.
Fucking Scooby-Doo or some shit.
Scooby-Doo.
It's everybody answers Scooby-Doo.
I guess I'm Shaggy now, bro. Like,
let's flip the script. Josie and the Pussycats.
What?
They're a band, though.
You mean Gem and the Holograms.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, no. Wacky Racers.
Wacky Racers.
I think that'd be fine.
That is an odd question.
If you could take your favorite album, you know, that one that you listened to, and I asked this in three questions in a song, so now you have to listen to them both together and hear what Tom Tikka's answer was. If you could take your favorite album that you can listen to from the beginning to the end without skipping a song and completely forget it so that you can hear it again for the first time and just be wowed by it again, which album would you pick to be wowed by?
That's crazy.
I'd probably say the Slightly Stupid Live and Direct acoustic album. That one like stuck with me for a long time. That would be cool to listen to again for the first time, because I've listened to every song on it like thousands of times to the point where I don't even really listen to them anymore.
I'll probably say Robin the Hood. That's always a good one.
Okay.
And there's still nothing like it, so...
True.
So I get, I have these nights where I end up on YouTube and I end up in these rabbit holes, and they almost always end up, no matter where I start, they almost always end up with Dave Grohl inviting people up onto stage. Like, no matter what I could have been watching a how-to video, and by the end I'm watching Dave Grohl bring people up from the crowd to play with the band.
I was watching, what was it? An old country buffet training video, like from the 80s or something. and it was some kid with a mullet. Like, I commented on it. I swear I'm probably the last comment on it.
Old country buffet training video.
Yeah, but I was like, also, why? I said something, and I was like, why did I watch this whole thing? You know?
Why did I watch this whole thing?
See, that may have changed my question. I'm going to ask my original question, but then I'm going to ask another one.
Don't you think?
So my question is, for those people that get pulled up on the stage, they're usually pretty excited because they're going up on stage with their favorite band. So if you were in that situation where you were coming up out of the crowd to play on stage, who would be your Dave Grohl?
Oh, man. Shit. I have no idea.
I'd do Sublime with Rome, so I could go up there and play it better.
Did you just do that?
Oh, man. I'll play it.
No, I don't even know, man. That's a good question. I always thought about those little kids, like they pull up like, you know, like a 10-year-old kid or something. They always like kill it on the guitar, and I'm like, well, I'm like 30 something. They pulled me up there, I'd probably be like, man, there's a lot of people here. I don't know if I can play this. Like, give me a minute. Hold on. What key is it in? What fret? You're like, is this happening? But yeah, every time you see it, you know, it's always like a little kid, and they always like kill it. They're always shredding the guitar, like nobody's business.
One of my favorite ones is they bring out a little kid up to play the guitar, and they ask him what song he knows, and he starts playing Metallica.
And, yeah.
They start doing it with him, and then Dave's like, all right, we don't know anymore.
And the kid keeps going.
They're like, what other Metallica songs do you know? Before I forget, why don't you guys throw out social media and website information, even though they can see the website. I can't do this. The website is below them. That's right. There you go.
www.myspace.com/FUBARPGH.
We don't have MySpace. Oh, and Dave's phone died.
We can still hear him.
Dave, you can come sit on the couch by me.
I'm on it.
No, he's in Helsinki.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Helsinki. He's on the road.
But yeah, we got the Facebook. We're at FUBARPGH. And then I think Instagram, we're like FUBAR_PGH. And yeah, Twitter, we're on that too. Spotify, all that fun stuff.
If you had a podcast and you were hosting right now and I was your guest, what would you ask me?
How was your hoagie?
Actually, it was really, really good. That was an easy one. Yes.
What was it?
It was an Italian hoagie from Market Street Pizza, which is one street that way, which is why they showed up so early.
Sounds like something I'd want to eat.
They're actually brand new. They just opened on June 22nd.
Righteous.
Righteous.
Righteous hoagie. That'd be a good hoagie chain name. It'd be for the Bible Belt.
TM, you heard it here first.
Do you have a question, Jake, or no?
Oh, no. That was a good one. Okay. No, I don't know. What was the funniest episode you've done since you've done 522 episodes?
Funniest for me or funniest for the band and the listeners?
Both. I'm curious now.
All right, so there's a band called the Bloody Seamen.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them.
And they're a pirate band, kind of sloppy punk. I try and get them to let me play their music, and I haven't gotten anywhere with them. But check them out, because it's their song, "The Pittsburgh Pirate." I love that song. And then Sail the Seven Seas is another good one. But anyway, so the week before I interviewed them, I interviewed Deathlehem, the drummer from Deathlehem, which is a kind of like Dungeons and Dragons based band out of Pittsburgh. Cool. And the drummer wears this big, huge metal mask while he's playing. But
he didn't wear it for the interview?
I don't know, because we didn't do video back then.
Oh, okay, that's right.
But I am going to be interviewing them in a couple weeks. Maybe they will. I better point out to them that there's video. I bet they will.
That'd be funny.
But so my goal was to get them out of character. Well, I got JT out of character pretty quick from Deathlehem.
Yeah.
So the next week was when I interviewed the Bloody Seamen. And I had no chance. I was... talking to the captain,
like pirate mode, or
they were using the accent. The captain, who's the lead singer, he was the one answering the questions. There were two of them. The other guy just spent the whole interview yelling at me, and that's exactly what I did. I lost it. There's maybe 20 minutes of recorded audio from that show. I'm like, I'm sorry, guys, I have to go. And I just turned it off.
What episode was that?
Oh, I don't remember the number, but since you asked, I will go see if I can find it.
I might want to listen to that. That sounds funny.
But it was released on February 3rd, 2012, and it's titled Ahoy Matey, Bloody Seaman.
Damn, that was a while ago.
And here's what I have written there. It says, I just finished interviewing a pirate band named a Bloody Seaman for this month's Pennsylvania Rock Show. To call my portion of the interview a train wreck would be an understatement. Is a shipwreck worse than a train wreck? I like to hear people fall apart. Tune into the show this Friday. So there you go.
So that was the funniest one for you or for the band?
I was pretty frustrated, so that's probably the funniest one for the band.
Oh, you were. I didn't realize you were pissed.
not at them. I just couldn't. I couldn't get control of it.
I got you.
I'm used to driving, not.
Yeah.
Not riding shotgun.
There was four of us the last time. You handled it pretty well. That one was pretty funny too.
I mean, a lot of them are, there are funny moments in, so I'd hate to pick one, like one over another.
One doesn't stand out that you were just like the whole time.
Like harvesting our body parts. Where did that come from?
The government.
I mean, I can tell you probably my favorite answer to any question of all time was a band out of Denton. Yeah, Denton, Texas. They're called Diesel Beast. They're metal, in case you couldn't guess.
Yeah, it's metal.
I asked them if they could play with any band in the history of time at any venue, who would they want to play with and where would they play? And their answer was that they wanted to play with Dio at Stonehenge.
Yes, that's awesome. That'd be fucking epic.
So my response was maybe that's why Stonehenge is there. Somebody find a button and bring Dio back.
It has to be during a lightning storm. Oh man, that's funny.
All right. I'm gonna give you one more. I know I said one more, but I'm gonna give you one more on top of that. Okay. All right. So if you could go back in time without messing up the space-time continuum, for those of you that are Back to the Future fans, and follow any band around to see what it was like to be that band, which band would you want to follow around for a year?
We'd probably say Sublime.
Kiss.
They would probably say Kiss. But I guess Sublime was probably just like us for the most part before, because they didn't get super famous till later. Just like trying to travel around in a van.
Why the hell would you want to go do that?
We already do that. Yeah. Go ride the limo with Kiss. Yeah. Valid point, sir.
I'm making it like a vacation, you know? I'm doing a lot of vacations, so if I'm going back in time, I'm living it up.
Well, which member are you going to hang out with? Are you going to hang out with Ace or Peter?
Ace or Peter, obviously.
I thought he was going to say Peter Chris,
Gene and Paul suck. For the record, on record.
On record.
You don't see my face, but you can hear my voice.
Now we're getting sued.
Listen here, Gene Simmons. You think you're so big and bad kicking Ace and Peter out for like the 17th time. Well, I'm here to say they are the backbone. Kiss stalked after the solo albums.
Oh my God.
Okay, Dave, which solo album was the best one?
Aces, obviously.
No, he's 100% right.
Peters was a little too jazzy for me. I didn't like his roots there, but I still like Peter as a drummer, even though he technically sucks.
Dave read Peter's book.
Again, he's not wrong.
They just seem to be the life of the party, you know?
I am.
Yeah.
I am a Kiss fan. And I, as a kid, I dressed as Peter Criss for Halloween once.
Me too, but, nice.
Oh, yeah, did you for one of our shows.
Yeah, somewhere.
Have you guys ever seen the hit sticks? The little drumsticks that have a little amp on them and they play in the air?
I don't think so.
No.
More homework for you. Look them up. So I was walking around town with a Kiss shirt on, Peter Criss makeup, and hit sticks.
Nice. We used to cover Love Gun.
I see hit sticks laying on the street all the time. What?
I think those aren't the same.
Jesus.
We're from suburbia, dude. Shit goes down out here.
Oh, man.
There's more epidemics than the coronavirus.
That's a pandemic.
Whatever.
Pandemic, all the same.
Yeah, there's more demics. There's more schisms.
Oh man! But yeah, you know, get on the bus, listen to it.
Sorry, I'm great to interview.
Now you're trying to figure out how to get back under control. Is he going to mention us next time?
No, this is fun, man.
Don't even get me started on Hillary.
Oh, God.
No, we're not doing politics.
No, we don't. We don't.
Don't even get me started on politics.
Oh, he goes, he doesn't talk the whole time he's on camera, and then his phone dies, and he...
I feel more comfortable. No, don't listen to me. I'm a blabbering idiot, and I'm just playing a character. If you really know me, you know that... I'm still kind of like this.
So. I'm playing the character that's me.
Nah, it's just exaggerated. That's all.
Oh, man.
See, now you guys have to come up with something like dressed as pirates or dressed as,
oh, yeah, I know, we
medieval. What kind of van did you say you had again? Could you be the Partridge Family?
Maybe.
I think you have the right amount of people.
Yeah, we did a little quarantine video thing like that, like with all the little squares. But we didn't put them all in one. We should have put them all in one, so it's like the Brady Bunch.
But all right, well, I want to thank you guys for coming on.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having us.
And those of you that are listening, make sure you check out FooBar. FooBar. PGH.com. I almost said Pittsburgh.
Pretty much.
FooBar, FUBAR, PGH.com. I'm going to play.
Better mom.
We're going to play some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. And then after that, Mr. John Lane from the Hellfire Club will take us out into the evening. I do want to mention the upcoming shows, except I closed that page, so give me a second to reopen it.
Wait, there's upcoming shows?
Upcoming episodes of my show.
Right.
So next week is The Whelming Waters. The following week, Keith Hawkins. And then Deathlehem will be on. That's a week after they do some kind of live CD release on Facebook. If you're not familiar with Deathlehem, you should check them out before then. And then I'm guessing that their live thing is going to be pretty hilarious. So should check it out. After that, on the 31st of July, we have Modern Welfare. And we jump all the way to September 18th with Royal Honey. If you're interested in being on the show, you can track me down on Facebook at Build the Scene. Send me an email at bill@buildthescene.com. If you're interested in listening to more unsigned music, go to buildthescene.com and click the play button at the bottom on the radio player, or go to shows, listen to Pennsylvania Rock Show, or Three Questions and a Song, or there's about 17 other podcasts listed on the page that you can go listen to unsigned music on. Once again, my name is Bill. This is episode 522. With me tonight was FooBar, and we will all catch you later.
Booyah. We'll be right back.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.